This is BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Original music specials.
Jess Bracey meets Far From Saints.
Hi, I'm Patty Lynn.
And I'm Dwight.
Introducing you to Patty and Dwight. They're from a band called The Wind and the Wave, out of Austin, Texas, USA.
I'm Kelly.
That's Kelly Jones, who you may know from a Welsh band called The Stereophonics. They have joined forces to build a collaboration called Far From Saints, and this is their track, Take It Through the Night.
From Saints.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Now, Patti Lynn, Dwight Baker and Kelly Jones are all successful musicians and artists in their own right. The Wind and the Wave have been signed to the likes of Island Records, have released 7 albums in the last 10 years and have had their songs feature on the likes of Grey's Anatomy, Nashville and The Vampire Diaries. Meanwhile, the Stereophonics are Brit Award winners with 12 studio albums under their belt, 8 of them reaching number one in the UK, and have sold over 10 million copies worldwide. So how do two bands from different sides of the world come together for a new musical project such as this? I'm Jess Bracey, and in this BFBS music special, we hear how the threesome met.
We did a tour together in about 2013. Where Stereophonics were playing across the USA on the Graffiti on the Train tour, and Patti and Dwight in The Wind and the Wave opened up for us. And we got on really well, and then they came over to do the UK leg. We got in the studio and started making a record, and it came about very fast.
What's the recording process for their debut album was like?
4 years of anticipation building for us over here.
Yeah, I mean, the record was made very, very fast, like 9 days in 2019, so it's been a long wait.
And why Kelly has got beef with Wrexham FC.
Firstly, I'm disappointed we never got a mention that we headlined the festival twice before Ryan Reynolds took over. But no, seriously, I think for what they've done for that town, because I don't think anybody'd really gone to play there and stuff like that. And it was the gigs we did there were really intense. People were literally climbing to the top of the floodlights. It was insane. So I'm really excited to go back there with the new band.
But before that, let's go into the archives with the track that delivered the Stereophonics their first number one single from 2005. This is Dakota.
Yeah.
2005, it's the Stereophonics and Dakota on BFBS, the Forces Station. Time to bring you a taste of America before we bring you an insight into what brought Far From Saints to the forefront this year, playing at iconic venues such as the Royal Albert Hall, which Patty and Dwight called a building that's really old. We delve into their back catalogue with the band The Wind and the Wave, with a song Metro US reviewed as a rapturous toe-tapping track. It's Grand Canyon. Down to your skivvies at the watering hole, gonna get you wet, gonna save your soul. It's the damnedest thing. Oh, it's the damnedest thing. From 2016, it's The Wind and the Wave with Grand Canyon.
Cool. Far From Saints.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
We've explored the two bands' past. Now it's time to look at their present. Their self-titled debut album, Far From Saints, has just dropped. They've got a whole host of festivals lined up this summer, and you might have spotted them on TV recently. But how did the band actually meet?
We did a tour together in about 2013, where Stereophonics were playing across the USA on the Graffiti on the Train tour, and Patty and Dwight in The Wind and the Wave opened up for us, and we got on really well, and then they came over to do the UK leg, and then we didn't see each other for a few years, and then the guys came over to open up for me on a solo tour, and during that time, we started doing some writing in the dressing rooms and sending texts and emails and stuff, and then at the end of the tour we got in the studio and started making a record, and it came about very fast, and that's kind of it in a nutshell, really.
And listening to the album so far, there's a lot of country influences, and country music in particular is becoming more and more popular, especially in the UK. Why do you think that is?
I think it's something to do with real storytelling and from the heart, no pretense kind of music. I think that people are craving some realness in their lives and some reality, and we just try to write really real songs that mean something to everybody and to ourselves. So I think that's why country is really kind of working these days.
Yeah. Sunshine. Feeling kind of foggy on a super moon. Why are you giving up while you're buried in your bedroom? And I still hear the rain. And I see flowers laughing at me, dancing on the side of the road. Listen, little devil, if you just let go, give your heart away, let it play in the undertow. You're in a real bad mood and I think it's all in your mind. You got another thing coming if you think you're running out of time. Better dig down deep, get to work or you're gonna find. Oh, it's a terrible life, but a hell.
By Far From Saints for our BFBS music special. Your self-titled album has just been released. There must have been a lot of anticipation for this.
4 years of anticipation building for us over here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the record was made very, very fast, like 9 days in 2019. So it's been a long wait. We've had some great people championing the band and some singles on the radio. And, you know, I think we're all excited to play a bunch of shows and play to lots of different types of people and see how it gets received, really, in front of an audience. So, yeah, it'd be good to get a record out there. You know, this type of record, I think, can last a long time. You know, it can take a while for people to get their head around it. And I think it's going to be really nice when people actually have the music and then come to the live show and experience it in that way.
And it's so nice for artists nowadays, especially, you know, in this world of Spotify and just picking and choosing. You're saying to your fans and potentially new audiences, we want you to listen to it from the start to the end and follow that narrative. Why is that so important to you?
I think it's an album's album. You know, there'll always be people who want to just pick out individual tracks, and that's cool as well. But we made it as a body of work, really. We probably recorded about 12 or 13 songs, and the two or three that didn't make it, they kind of interrupted the flow of listening to the record. So it does really work as a collective. Some albums do. Some albums are like mixtapes and you can jump in and out of them.
The people who enjoy doing that, who enjoy albums start to finish, I think will appreciate this.
Why was now the right time to release it, especially after that 4-year wait of working on it so much?
Well, we only worked on it for like 10 days and then the world stopped. So 2 years was the pandemic, and then the third year, you know, we got back together, Stereophonics, Patty and Dwight got back together, Wind and the Wave, because everybody had to put some money in the bank because everybody was broke. And then we came back because now was the time.
You can actually tour it now. Yeah. You can actually play it for people.
I know I've been gone a while and I really miss you. There's nothing else I want more in the world. But I have to do this and I thought you knew. I guess it isn't what you signed up for. You don't have the right to make me feel like I'm the only one that's changed. But I would rather you not hold back, say whatever you were gonna say.
Ooh, did it all work out? Did I change your mind? Love, then why are we explosive all the time? Did it all work out? Did I change your mind? If it's love, then why are we exploding all the time? You're right, it's been some time since you've been on my mind. Yeah, you know I miss you around me too. You talk of rights and wrongs, all you do is sing your songs. You're blind to see what's right in front of you. You don't have the right to make me feel like I'm the only one that's changed. But I would rather you not hold back, say whatever you were gonna say. Oh, did it all work out? Did I change your mind? Love, then why are we explosive all the time? Did it all work out? Did I change your mind? If it's love, then why are we exploding all the time? Not trying to steal your thunder, not trying to hold you under. I don't want to stop you in your tracks and cut you down. This is gonna last forever if we're gonna walk together. You know we gotta find a way to turn this back up. Let's turn this back around.
the gorgeous vocals of Kelly Jones and Patty Lynn with Let's Turn This Back Around on BFBS, The Forces Station. I'm Jess Bracey, and this is a music special with the band Far From Saints. Before that track, they openly said they released the album now because they needed to make some money back after the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in a 6 degrees of separation basis, I have a very small affiliation with Kelly Jones, who helped out another artist financially.
BFBS.
Jess Bracey meets Far From Saints.
And speaking of extra funds, bit of a random one, I told my nan that I was interviewing you guys, and my nan wanted to personally pass on her thanks to Stereophonics because her neighbour, Mike Darbo, managed to build his extension from handbags and glad rags from the royalties. So
your nan's neighbour is Mike Darbo?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. I've told that story on stage a million times.
Have you really?
Yeah, because Mike Darbo came up to me once and he said, thank you for covering my song, Handbags and Glad Rags, Kelly. He said I was building a little conservatory in the garden. No, he said I'm building a little patio in the garden. He said, well, thanks to you, I can build a big conservatory. And then he handed me a CD of 10 other songs and I said, Mike, you've had your conservatory, walk away.
That you poor old granddad had to sweat to buy.
Handbags and Glad Rags, composed by Mike Darbo and covered by the Stereophonics in 2001.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Are there any other artists that you look to and you think, do you know what, that'd be quite a nice song to cover?
Do you know that song, Handbags and Glad Rags, is strange because I was just mixing a record in New York and I fell in love with that song from an old Faces recording, and nobody'd heard that song since like 1966 or something. And I did it on a little solo tour, and then Jules Holland asked me to come on the show on like a New Year's Eve thing, and I just did it on there once, and then it blew up, and then the record company cheekily slid it onto the album after the album's released. The album went back to number one again, so the Just Enough Education album went to number one twice, because the second time they added Handbags and Glad Rags to the record, so I should have been an A&R guy on that job. So if you ask, I can't find another cover that's ever going to do that, but if I do, I'll let you know.
Speaking of Jules Holland, Patty and Dwight, for you to be on Jules Holland, what does that mean for you?
It's a legendary show, and we've only seen it in snippets in America, but it's just another thing that shows how much the UK appreciates music, and it's kind of genreless, which is way different than the US. You have to kind of fit into a box in the US, and it's just cool to be on a show where it's a world music into an indie band, into a soul band, into us. And
super eclectic.
Yeah, I just love that about the UK, that they just like songs and they don't really care what kind of music it is. They just like what they like.
She performed at the Royal Albert Hall earlier on this year. You've got snippets from that performance as part of your new music video for Screaming Hallelujah. What's it like to be at the Royal Albert Hall and perform on that stage?
I mean, incredible, weird,
yeah,
otherworldly,
gorgeous place.
Yeah, you think like, why are they having me? Do they know who I am? Why are they having me in this place?
Yeah, red and velvety.
Yes,
absolute favorite band played like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I can't believe you missed it.
After us, and like the day I left the country, so I was pretty sad to miss that. But
it was amazing. It was a great gig. It was a great first gig for a band to have, you know, playing the Albert Hall.
As one does, yeah.
Just casual, isn't it? And of course, you know, yeah. The Albert Hall must be so different from anything in the States, I imagine.
There's nothing like that in the States, no. Yeah. There's nothing that old.
Yeah, everything's so old. Amazingly beautiful here. The architecture is wonderful.
Like Albert Hall anywhere, really.
No.
It's crazy, isn't it? When you get there, you think, gosh, the history of this place.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible.
It really is incredible.
Featuring footage from their Royal Albert Hall performance in their latest music video, this is Far From Saints and Screaming Hallelujah.
Death and reborn, what was is now gone. The version of you I knew has grown butterfly wings and flown. Quarry and stone. When I see you walk in the light, I lay my ego down, surrendering all my desires. A white flag on the
from Saints and Screaming Hallelujah, taken from their self-titled album.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Jess Bracey meets Far From Saints.
Looking ahead to such a busy summer, you're a special guest for the likes of Paul Weller and Kings of Leon. What does that mean for you as a collective?
Well, Kings of Leon, I think, have been a band that Stereophonics have played a lot of shows with. So they're always, you know, always great to work with. And to play Wrexham Stadium is also going to be quite fun. We're just hoping that Paul Rudd and Deadpool crew all turn up, because that's the reason why we said yes, really.
And we want to steal all their fans, yeah, all of those things.
Kelly, for you as a Welsh musician, what does it mean for the whole narrative of the Wrexham fame and everything that's come with that?
Well, I started watching the documentary last week, actually. Firstly, I'm disappointed we never got a mention. And we headlined the festival twice before Ryan Reynolds took over. But no, seriously, I think for what they've done for that town, because I don't think anybody'd really gone to play there and stuff like that. And it was, the gigs we did there were really intense. People were literally climbing to the top of the floodlights. It was insane. So I'm really excited to go back there with the new band. It's like when you live in Wales and you have these small towns that become slightly run down, and they have little opportunity for, you know, growth and stuff like that. To have somebody come in and invest in a place like that is pretty cool. So to be part of that celebration, because they've just got promoted as well, I think it's going to be a pretty epic summer for the people up there.
And what are the Wrexham fans like from a football point of view, but also from a music fan point of view?
Well, we never really played many shows in North Wales in our career. So doing those in, I think it was 2016 and 2019, They were literally, apart from a couple of shows in Snowdonia, we'd never really done up north. So it was really cool, you know. Again, like I say, to play or to find places where nobody plays is kind of the, in Stereophonics world, that's what we try to do. We try to find places, because when we were growing up, nobody came to our town. We'd have to go all the way to Birmingham or London to watch people. Cardiff didn't really have an arena when we were kids, so we had to travel to go and see things. So I like going to places where kids don't get an opportunity to see anybody, really.
Although the Stereophonics didn't get their TV fame on the Welcome to Wrexham show, Patty and Dwight have had TV stardom with their band, The Wind and the Wave. Thanks for being featured in the episode She's Leaving Home in season 11 of Grey's Anatomy. This Snow Patrol cover propelled them to the number one spot on Shazam's USA Future Hits chart in 2015. This is Chasing Cars.
I'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't need anything or if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say
And The Wave covering Snow Patrol's 2006 song, Chasing Cars.
BFBS.
Jess Bracey meets Far From Saints.
Leading into festival season, Glastonbury's coming up. What are you looking forward to about festival season in particular?
Me personally, I'm just looking forward to the enthusiasm that the fans bring to live performances in this country, because it's not really something that you see in the U.S., just the level of enthusiasm and joy at live concerts. So I'm excited about that.
It's always fun to play festivals because you get to watch a bunch of other cool bands while you're sitting around or waiting on your show or after your show. It's like a summer camp backstage. You know,
and what artists in particular are you looking forward to seeing during your downtime during festival season?
I'm looking forward to doing the Black Deer Festival because I've never done that. And there's a lot of kind of Americana kind of country bands.
Lucinda Williams, Nathaniel Rateliff will be fun.
Yeah, so I've never had an opportunity to do those kinds of festivals. So I'm looking forward to that kind of one of the most, actually. Obviously, we're doing the ones with Paul Weller. It'd be great to see Paul and stuff. And we're doing all the Hosier, I think, isn't he? Records really good as well. And Latitude's got a lot of great bands in as well. We'll probably go and see a bit of Paolo Nutini that night because we've got some friends playing in that band. So there's quite a few nice little cross threads. We can get to see some people.
And is it a kind of case where you go to all these festivals and it's like a reunion when you get to see mates that you haven't seen for quite some time?
Sometimes. We don't really get the opportunity to do the Stereophonics thing, but on this thing, that's what I'm kind of looking forward to doing because we're on earlier in the day. We've got like 45 minutes, so it's kind of great. It's all going to be about the ribs and the noodles.
Hello, love. Never thought I'd see you on the other side of the table. A broken light flickers all around me like a thousand.
Black Tattoo on BFBS, the Forces Station. Dwight, Patty, and Kelly, Far From Saints, thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We finish this special with The Light Shines Over.
Hello, hang your head, take off your makeup. Oh,
BFBS Original Music Specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS. The Forces Station.